I found my button. Shoot, I'm going to be able to use my phone now and everything. I've learned something this morning. This is great. How's everybody? Everyone
good,
survived
happy new year.
Everyone survived the new year, right? The happy new year? Good.
Happy new year.
Yeah. Happy new year to everybody.
And it looks like we're all
so, here. Okay, great. So I have 9 o'clock on my my clock to the extent any of my technology is working, starting 2025. And Nina, I think the recording, I think Victoria, the recording's on, right?
Is it? Correct. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I'll call the meeting to order at 9 o'clock, and the first item is final.
Chairperson Sylvia?
Here.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Here.
Mr. Barr?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Present.
And Mr. Francis is not in attendance today.
Okay, next item on the agenda are the minutes, and we have two sets of minutes, both the December 12th regular session minutes and a set of December 12th executive session minutes. So I am happy to entertain one motion or two motions.
Chairperson Sullivan, I recommend approval or move for approval of both sets of minutes.
This is Ned, I'll second.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved. Third item is report by the Land Department.
Thank you, Chairperson Sylvan. This is Jim Perry with the Arizona State Land Department. Just a brief report for you. So our fiscal year date for December 31, we held 11 auctions totaling $243 million. That included two solar leases that we auctioned for approximately $53 million. We currently have 4 auctions posted. There are 10 auctions approved to be posted. And on the agenda today, for a variety of technical reasons, we'd like to remove items 2, 3, and 4, leaving only item 1 for your consideration. And that is my report. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, I have a feeling this could be a fair short agenda. are there any questions of Mr. Perry? Okay. We're going to move on to the rights of way, and as you guys will see, this is not shown as a consent agenda item anymore. So these are now going to be for review and discussion. So if anybody has any questions of the Land Department related to rights of way, this would be the time to ask those questions. And the only item is going to be item number 1, which is application, the 14125136. As the only item in rights of way. Does anyone have any questions, concerns about the packet of material for that item? The only question I had was for the rights of way, as we're just kind of taking a look at these and asking any questions we might have, are there normally appraisals for these, and are those, should those be available to the board when we're reviewing these?
Thank you. Yes, Chairman Sylvan, this is Rudy, the Assistant Director for Real Estate. Travis, can you?
Travis, can you mute? There's a little bit of back, thank you.
Yeah, so starting February, we will start to include, yes, there are appraisals to establish values for the rights of way. In February, we will start to include those in the packets as well.
Okay. That would my only question. It seems as you bring these to the board, Ruben, so thank you. we should probably be looking at the appraisal since that is our purview, which is value.
If you would like us to bring this back in February, we are certainly open to doing that for you with an appraisal.
How does the rest of the board feel? I mean, we don't need to approve it. It's a just a known item. I think in the future, if we have the appraisal, that'll make it easier and more appropriate for us to review.
This is all in implement a policy of using appraisals as this portion. I think the easier thing would be to just postpone this for one session, and then we have all the information that we are going to have on a go-forward basis.
Okay.
So we will provide all that information in the next meeting to you, Chairman Sullivan. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Well, our next item on the agenda is real estate sales and leasing, and we don't have any items for that agenda item. The next item is Board of Appeals, and we do not have an appeal today. Our next appeal is currently scheduled for our next meeting on February 13th. We do not have a need to go into executive session on the litigation. I did ask that while this litigation is happening, that we keep that as a standing item on the agenda, so that if we do, I'll ask, or whoever becomes chair, I think in a few minutes, will ask for a motion, but we do not need to go into executive session at this meeting. Next item is other business, which are upcoming meetings, and I know Nina will be reaching out to find out all of our availability. Nina, did you want to have a discussion about the February meeting availability?
Not right now, unless everyone knows their schedule and can say that they're in attendance, but yeah, we do have an appeal scheduled for next month.
And let me speak up. I'm going to be in Montana starting that Wednesday of that week through Saturday. I'm assuming I'll have availability of internet where I'm staying, but I don't know that. So there's a 50-50 chance I may not attend that meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. And I will be one way, either in person or virtually, I plan to be at the meeting.
I do too.
And Travis, you don't have to know your schedule. We can do this via email between meetings. That wasn't peer pressure.
Yeah, and I'm up in the air on that day and can respond accordingly.
Okay. All right. Well, the last item, unless somebody told me I missed something on the agenda, is adjournment. So we are adjourned. I don't have to gavel, so you have to pretend that I'm gaveling. But I'm going to go ahead and adjourn at 9:08. Again, Happy New Year to everybody, and have a good month, and we'll see you in February.
Great. Thank you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Have a great day.
Bye, all. Enjoy the rest of the week.